The Bunbury Banter Theatre Company presents Happiness by Jack Williams.
Upon disembarking, please ensure that you leave by the appropriate exit.
I usually take the program exit.
Excuse me.
No, excuse me.
He's on the program. You wouldn't want to bump into someone who wasn't. Look at this man, for example. A slavering, wild-eyed mess.
Are you looking at me?
No.
You're looking at me!
I'm not. I'm not looking at you.
When rising to street level, please ensure that you take the appropriate elevator. When rising to street level, please ensure that you take the appropriate elevator.
Excuse me, do you mind if I just...
Oh, you must.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
For what?
For everything. Mm. Yeah. Well, isn't it lovely? Oh,
yeah. It's a lift.
I never usually come to West London.
Passport's ready, please.
I wouldn't come at all if it wasn't for her.
Passport, please, sir.
Yes, sir. Here it is.
Oh, quite a few stamps here, sir. Mm. Lambeth, Southwark, Camden. Mind if I look through your bag?
No, not at all.
Thank you, sir. Did you pack your bag yourself, sir?
Pack it yourself?
Yes.
Has anybody given you anything to carry?
Oh, no.
And you understand that infection is a criminal offence?
You understand that, sir?
Yes, of course, yeah.
Thank you, sir. Enjoy yourself in West London.
Enjoy yourself, sir.
Welcome to West London. We want you to have a happy time.
I knew her husband Richard first. We used to nod at each other when we bought the morning papers.
What no right-thinking person will be able to deny that the current situation is intolerable.
And then he asked me to dinner with his wife.
It's becoming impossible to walk the streets.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, in Lambeth, where I live.
Well, that's to be commended. However...
No. Darling, Michael doesn't want to talk about all this. We all need a break from it.
No, I don't mind.
However, it is clear that the situation is not going to resolve itself. It is equally clear that the government must act sooner rather than later.
Darling.
And so when I hear certain factions complaining about our policies...
No, but wait a minute. Aren't they right to complain?
Well, I can hardly see why.
Well, surely, Richard, it can't be right for the most fortunate members of our society to seal themselves off in West London, drugged up to the eyeballs on super antis.
Not at all, and that is absolutely not happening.
Wait a minute, no, while leaving everybody else to live with the consequences, sealing themselves off and allowing the inner cities to tear themselves up.
We are simply giving the people the right to live decent, happy lives.
Oh.
Please, darling, let's talk about something else.
Yes, you're right. Come over again, Michael, and I'll see if I can't change your mind.
Well, you can try. It was a delicious dinner, by the way. Thank you.
I'm glad you came.
My wife's a fabulous cook.
Thank you, darling. And I think Michael is a fabulous guest.
When she looked at me, then, I realized for the first time just how beautiful she was. A few days later, I met her by chance on the common.
Do you love him?
What a thing to ask.
Well, I'm just interested.
He's a good man.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
He means well.
Meaning well doesn't necessarily achieve that much, though.
That's not fair.
Isn't it? The government are just giving up. They're choosing not to deal with the situation.
What else can they do? If people want to live in West London...
You don't have to be loyal to him.
I'm not. They're doing what people have always done. They're protecting themselves. I'm not saying it's right, Michael, but I understand their feelings.
They're so full of super antis, they can't feel anything at all.
I just think we should try and understand. We have separate rooms, you know.
You and Richard?
I just thought, when you're writing, if you ever needed a break...
Oh, you could come over.
I'd like that.
Because I live nearby.
I used to meet her in the house where I was living. I was trying to write, but it was so noisy outside that sometimes I couldn't concentrate.
Are you looking at me? Are you looking at me?
I'm not looking at you.
Are you looking at me?
No, I'm not looking at you!
I got used to the broken windows after a while. After all, I was living in the middle of an epidemic. It was getting worse. A few people at first, then more. And soon, in certain areas, almost everyone was infected. She was the only one who made it better.
Kate! Oh, my darling, Kate!
Oh, Mike, they chased me!
It's all right, come here. All right. You're here now, you're safe. It's all right.
Generally speaking, you were safe if you didn't antagonize them. But as they grew more dangerous, she didn't want to go outside. And that was fine with me.
Scrub my back.
No.
Oh, please.
Oh, go on then. Yeah, I bet Richard wouldn't do this for you.
Oh, shh, don't mention him.
I still saw Richard from time to time. We even had lunch once. He was pleasant enough. But he had Kate. So I hated him.
Kate, is that you?
Mike. I can't stay tonight.
Why not?
It's Richard. He's come home early from the house.
Can't you come out for an hour? You could lie to him.
He'll be suspicious.
Please.
What do you expect me to do, Mike?
You could leave him.
No, I couldn't do that.
Why?
Because I can't. Look, I've got to go.
Kate!
She still loved him. I knew that. She was feeling guilty and she was scared to not have him anymore. But then, everything was frightening in those days.
Local authorities were on high alert last night as gangs of addicts roamed the streets of central London. At the House of Commons, the Prime Minister defended the government's removal to Notting Hill as being purely a precautionary measure. In other news, the Contentment Secretary, Richard Blaxland, the minister behind the government's happiness programme, was attacked in Lambeth last night. He is currently in intensive care.
And then she disappeared.
Kate!
Or it seemed as if she had. Because one day she was there and next she was gone. If she was at home, she didn't answer the door.
Pick up, Kate. Come on, Kate, please.
And if I called her, she didn't answer the telephone. It was as if she had vanished into thin air. And then, one day I thought I saw her. Her hair was shorter. I didn't recognize her clothes, but...
Kate! Kate, is that you?
Her eyes were somehow blank. Her smile was false and unchanging, but it was her.
Kate, I just want to talk to you. Come back!
She turned her head to see who was following her, and then began running as fast as she could. I followed her.
Kate!
But she jumped on a passing tram and she was gone.
We want you to have a happy time. Welcome to West London. We want you to have a happy time.
And so I never write anymore. I spend my days in West London. I walk past the infected to the tube. And once I'm past the border controls, I look at the shining streets and the people in their beautiful clothes. And I look for her. I think about Richard. He died a year ago this week. I think about her. If I saw her, I'd say I understood. That when the person you love disappears, Sometimes it's easier to feel nothing, to be numb.
Happiness starred Kevin Cook as Mike, Jane Dickinson as Kate, and John Palmer as Richard. Ensemble members were Deirdre Whelan, Daniel Rodriguez, and Glennon Anderson. Directed by Sam Beavis and Darren Mulryan. Produced by Philip Dyer. For further credits and information, please see our website, www.bunbanter.com.